Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes sitting in. Thank you for joining us. Monday, the 12th of January, 2009. And I haven't wished everybody a Happy New Year yet, but I don't know if there's going to be much to be happy about. You know, we're a little over a week away from an inauguration of a new president, somebody who knew he was going to be president since May, by the way, somebody who had his transition team ready. And really, I mean, if you thought that John McCain was running a presidential race to win, come on. Come on. It was staged worse than WWE wrestling. And I watched his, his I lost speech, and it was ridiculous. I mean, literally the night as the election was going on, you know, MSNBC had commercials with Obama's slogan in them. Everybody had, the graphics they have of this guy. Obama is in the latest Spider-Man comic book as a superhero, really. He bumped, you know, it's not, he doesn't high-five Spider-Man, you know, he doesn't hug Spider-Man, you know, he bumps Spider-Man. He gives him a little, the pound. When was the last time an incoming president was on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man? He's on the cover of Rolling Stone, all over the place. They made a Rolling Stone commemorative issue. He's a rock star. The way that this guy has been pushed is, it's more than worrisome, in my opinion. You know, I didn't want to go Tarpley levels. You know, I still disagree with Tarpley on a few things here and there. But maybe he's right. I mean, this guy really does have a movement behind him. And again, a state senator, folks, is not, I mean, it's nothing to scoff at. There's a lot of state senators that do a lot of great work out there, but it's not like being a member of the House, in other words, a member of Congress. And it's not like being a U.S. senator. And in 2004, when he was just trying to get elected to an actual Senate seat, remember, there's only two senators per state, he gave the keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention. Now, obviously, they're hyping him up for something else. If he's nothing more than a state senator with a possible shot at a Senate seat, and he's giving the keynote address in 2004. And the cult-like way that people are going, yes, we can. Yes, we can. I think to myself, we're in for some trouble. You know, yes, we can. I mean, South Park got it dead on. I was glad when Alex played those clips. But that's really how it is, this mentality that Obama is going to fix and save everything. I'm going to take your calls in the next segment. We're going to go to Sam, Gail, Matt, and more. And, well, you know, it's across the board, whatever you want to talk about. But really, I think people need to get prepped for this. I would say now is probably one of the best times to buy gold and silver, because if one of these, you know, this crisis is an economic one, you might want some hard currency if it's really that disastrous. Perhaps it'll just be the announcement of a bunch of banks going under. That could happen. I mean, they could take away your Social Security altogether. They could say banks are going under. They could say it's going to be a restructuring of the economy. You know, they're talking a lot about this quote-unquote stimulus pack that Obama has. But when you give bankers a multi-trillion dollar bailout in the guise of $700 billion. And, you know, people like Barney Frank, he's a piece of work, Barney Frank. I don't even want to get into why I really don't like Mr. Frank from Massachusetts. Maybe some other time. But Barney Frank is out there acting like all they've given out is $350 billion. That's such a lie. I mean, we all know that $350 billion is then made into an exponential amount of money, trillions, for them to buy up infrastructure, hide into foreign accounts, and further degrade the economy by printing a fiat currency. And we're going to be the ones left with the bag to hold, you know, without a home, without a job, without any food. It's really unfortunate it's gotten to this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, truthnews.us.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to go to your calls in one moment. But before we go to your calls, I want to take this time to thank some of our great sponsors. And, you know, I'm in the new office. The new office looks great, by the way. I had been here when it was pretty empty, and now it's starting to fill up, and it's just great. One of the nice things is it has its own little kitchen, and that's where they put the Ecola Blue unit. And what is Ecola Blue? Well, it's probably the most delicious purified water I've ever drank, and the cool thing about it is that I don't have to put water into it for it to purify. It actually pulls water from the air. It makes, more water than you can drink. Sometimes you have to dump some of it out. We use it in the coffee pot. It makes great-tasting coffee. Ecola Blue's website is www.ecoloblue.com. That's ecolablue.com, and the phone number is 866-585-4044. It's an atmospheric water generator for your home. It pays for itself really within 1 year when you buy your water from the store, and I know that I buy my water from the store. I don't have one of these units yet, but I do have to get one. You know, I don't know why. I kind of wish Alex had it right in the office, because there are a couple in here, and I could just pull it off from the side. It's delicious. Pure clean water without fluoride, that's a big plus for me. Personally, I don't know about you, I don't like getting poisoned with my water. Know exactly what you're drinking. It's ecolablue.com. The number again, 866-585-4044. I'm actually drinking a coffee right now with Ecola Blue water, and it is delicious. All right, let's take our first caller of the day on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to Vic in Michigan. Vic, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, I just want to say, thank you very much to you and Alex for doing such a great job out there. I've been listening for maybe about 6 months, and I live here in Michigan, and I'm an automation engineer, and been watching things circle the drain out here for quite a while. And I was doing some research on some of the 9/11 on the towers and World Trade Center 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, did you guys ever get Dr. Judy Wood on your show or talk to her at all about her?
Judy Wood just flew off the deep end, with her no planes theories. And, there's some substantial stuff about the controlled demolition in the beginning. But when you start making analogies like the Keebler elves analogy and the billiard ball analogy, and if you've ever seen her speak, it's very pseudoscience. She says that planes can't hit the towers. A lot of disinfo in there. She came across as very valid in the beginning. A lot of these researchers do. And then they just kind of like fly off the handle. I think that Stephen Jones's research is really the most solid research out there. I know that she's discussed mini nukes. I really don't know if I see any evidence of that. I don't think that we have the proper samples of the air, really, off the bat to decide that. Obviously some of the cars that were burnt down the road, that's very suspicious. They probably used other incendiary devices other than thermite to actually cut the towers. But you got to remember, thermite does have some explosive properties. They used to make thermite bombs and carpet bomb countries, with right. that substance. So, Judy no, Wood, for me, is a little too much. Go ahead.
I agree with you there. I watched a couple hours of her interviews and stuff, and yeah, she does have some pretty hysterical things to say. But yeah, some of the important things that I just noted being an engineer is especially the two pictures of the fire engines with the missing engines and melted on the front.
Listen, the intense heat that probably went down when the base of that building, basically, that top-down demolition, the building literally disintegrating, and then with that cloud of smoke. In a lot of the videos, you can see kind of like a flash, if you will, at the end of it all. And, again, you had molten metal underneath the towers, not only 1 and 2, but 7 and 6 and 5. So it does look like some other explosive agent was used there. I do thank you for the call, Vic. We're going to move to Sam in Missouri. Sam, what's on your mind?
Howdy. Hey, Jason. I just want to call in and say that I don't know if everybody's seen this big health records deal with Obama when they digitized all the health records. It looks like that's pretty much New World Scumcraft. And I also want to say that I don't think the economic crisis is going to be, or the big crisis is going to be economic because he says it's going to be international.
Mm-hmm.
And
but don't you think, before you make your next point, don't you think that an economic crisis in the United States, an admitted one, with the dollar still being basically the same currency, or not the same currency, the world currency, mostly the world reserve currency, that is going to affect the rest of the world. So an economic crisis here at home is going to affect, it's going to affect, not only just North America, but it's going to affect Europe big time. And I can't imagine what's going to happen to the third world nations. Go ahead.
Well, that's actually true. I don't know. It's just I keep thinking it's going to come something out of like Gaza, like American troops being used against the helpless Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The Middle East, right now, I believe there's a proposal out there for a bridge across the Jordan from Egypt into Iraq. Now, Egypt has been a longtime ally of the United States, but the condition is that Iraq must now support Israel. And since we're a military presence there, I don't think that Iraq is going to have much of a choice, and this is just going to be the next step in building the Eurasian Union that they've tried to build. Saudi Arabia has been on board with the United States' interests for quite some time. Afghanistan has now been taken completely over, and Obama says that he is going to deploy more troops into Afghanistan. So you'll probably see a redistribution of troops from Iraq into Afghanistan. We're currently demonizing Pakistan. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. Biden is obviously on some kind of a cover-up diplomatic mission there. But it's all part of this game to centralize power in the Middle East. Thank you for the call, Sam. Let's go to Gail in Pennsylvania. Gail, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Oh, I'm on. I thought I wasn't on.
No, you're on.
I just wanted to ask about the 9/11 thing. I watched all the movies and everything, and I just, my dad, he's like 50, and I tried to tell him that they blew up and everything, and he still thinks they pancaked, and he hasn't seen, like, the footage, like, since happened
September
that day.
11th. Where are you from, Gail?
I'm from PA.
You're close enough to New York where it's kind of a traumatic event.
Yeah.
I would say this, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. I would say try to get them to sit down and watch something like, you know, a 9/11 Press for Truth or a Fabled Enemies before you bring them into controlled demolition and what might have happened at the Pentagon. And if you can see corruption in the intelligence agencies, you know, like the FBI, the CIA, the ISI, the Israeli Mossad, and their involvement in 9/11, then maybe you can give him the next step and give him, you know, Alex Jones' Road to Tyranny or a Loose Change Final Cut.
Mm-hmm. They're all good.
Yeah, exactly. But get him with something that may not be a total. It might have been, you know, a little light for you, but it'll be a slap in the face for him, and then he can look at this other information. I always say that you got to kind of read somebody's personality with the first information that you give them. You know, I always try to relate to somebody first. And then give them something that is tailored to them so that you can get them to look at other information. Because you might just turn them off with the wrong thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I remember screenings of Loose Change Second Edition where we'd have a few hundred people in the audience and five or six of them would walk out by the time that the Pentagon segment had started because it was just too much for them. So, you know, you might have to be reserved in the start, but keep it up and you can really make a change. Thanks for the call, Gail. Let's go to Matt in Canada. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hi there, Jason. How are you
yes.
this morning?
Good, man.
I was just wondering, do you have any specific suggestions or resources on how to quickly and effectively set up civilian intelligence gathering and spreading networks? I've got, like, a lot of the basic ideas down, like putting up posters, handing out movies and flyers,
mm-hmm.
But I was looking more on suggestions around the gathering side.
Well, you know, first of all, you got to have a place where you can gather, and you do want, you know, churches are usually pretty good because they're empty most of the week, you know, and somebody in your group might go to a church, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious event. Schools are another great place if you know somebody associated with a school, somebody who's a teacher in your community. That's another, you know, great resource. They can usually get open rooms there. Other than that, I mean, if you're trying to hold a screening and bring people in that way, I would say, you know, local theaters, the ones that usually show, you know, one or two movies and not, you know, like your mall type theaters, you can usually work something out with them on a weekday night. So, you know, you kind of have to be ingenuitive because you have to find a place that you can gather and with all these people. And then you have to present the information that so that people next time want to come back to that kind of a gathering. Did I help you with that one?
Yeah, definitely. But do you have any specific targets, like for people who you might look for towards in your community for information that you can gather from?
Well, for me, it's like this. I try to relate to people that, you know, I know that I'm going to be able to start a conversation with. You know, it's kind of like, you know, maybe a concert crowd. You know, when I was a kid, I liked to go to rock shows. You know, I often, when I do go to a rock show still today, I carry 50 DVDs with me. And inside them, there'll be a card with, like, Infowars.com and whatever on there, and I'll just talk to people. And usually people are coming from a wider area. So they didn't come for this, but they'll take that information, and hopefully maybe they'll give me an email and we can set something up in the future. You know, I've seen that it's only usually small groups that are going to remain active. A lot of people want to be part of something, but they don't want to put any work in. And that's why I think that the most effective so far has been WeAreChange.org. And I think we're having somebody from WeAreChange.org on today, I believe, from, I think, Matthew Medina. Yeah, he's San Antonio, and that's only an hour away. And what you're able to do is find 5 to 10 core group members with an outer ring of 20 or 30. And from these 5 to 10, like Luke Radowski, you're able to go confront, you know, a politician or somebody in the media about an important issue. And you don't have to worry about getting all the camera work yourself. You can get two different angles with somebody else. You can get a couple questions in. So it's almost like guerrilla info warfare, in my opinion. You know, you got to understand that it's not going to – it's very hard to gather a lot of people at once and make something happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to keep working at it. And that's why – you know, We Are Change is a small organization. It hasn't been around that long, but it has expanded exponentially since it first started. I thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to keep taking your calls. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. Infowars.com and get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see all of Alex's documentaries right now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our love.
It's the Alex Jones Show. And we are back. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones, taking a much-deserved vacation. But the news doesn't take a vacation. And every day, the world gets a little more complex and a little more compartmentalized. A little bit more under the grips of these tyrannical overlords. And if you don't see it, you're just blind to it all. I mean, you're too hooked in to the fact that the Giants lost this weekend. I'm sure a ton of my friends are irate about that. I can only imagine the fit they threw. You're too concerned about the bowl games that just happened. You're too concerned with your baubles, and that's why the news is now telling you, and it's your fault, by the way, the news is telling you, the economy's done. We're in the worst economic state since the Great Depression. We've had record layoffs in the last month, and that's just going to continue. And, you know, I watched Paulson say things like, even after the bailout, banks are going to go under. Maybe that's the next announcement. A bunch of banks are going to go under. And they're going to have to consolidate to yet a new form of banking or a new super bank. But don't worry, you'll still be responsible for all your student loans and all your car loans and all your housing loans. And even if the economy does go under, you'll go to a debtor's prison. They'll give you some kind of a credit system, much like the carbon credit system they're working on for the environment, to punish you for how many cars you have and how much heat you use and how long you have your lights on. Just another way to tax and control you. And that's what I think we're going to see down the line. That's what's coming up. Awesome. All right, let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Jason. I wanted to speak about Arlen, quote, miracle bullet, close quote, specter. And as you probably remember, hopefully, as a lowly mere district attorney in November 1963, Arlen, miracle bullet, specter, dreamt up the key nugget of hogwash crucial to the ongoing cover-up of the JFK assassination. The term miracle bullet was referring to that miraculous bullet that supposedly blew through President Kennedy, midair changed directions, then entered the body of then-Governor John Connally and shattered a rib, lodged in his leg, and then somehow was found on a Parkland hospital gurney in perfect condition. That was so miraculous about it. And thereby supposedly being one of Oswald's only three bullets that killed JFK and wounded Connally, supposedly. Problem, of course, is that that bullet could not have done all that damage. I mean, it's not physiologically possible for that to occur. And then somehow turned up in perfect condition on that gurney. I mean, it's totally nonsensical. And briefly, years later, Arlen Miracle Bullet Specter was the one Republican senator who single-handedly, with his vote to acquit, prevented slick, truly evil Clint Trader from being convicted for treason in his impeachment trial. So, by the way, Specter's sister still lives in Israel, but for decades, Arlen Miracle Bullet Specter has been a key stooge in various crucial cover-ups of treason against the United States of America, and he is also the epitome of a rhino, a Republican in name only, and now, gosh, all the Republican senators, they're all rhinos pretty much, as the Republican Democratic parties meld together into one treasonous cabal.
He's been a pretty good front man for them, though. I mean, a lot of people think that guy commands respect, and, you know, he's actually, on a personal level, can be somewhat likable. I've seen him on Howard Stern. He was funny there. I even think that he said that there was a cover-up regarding some aspects of 9/11 when he did a he wouldn't really talk about 9/11, but he said that he alluded to the fact that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. You know, he is the epitome of one of those guys that gives you limited hangout, gives you a little bit to like, but in reality is the king of the cover-up. You know, again, he chaired those Able Danger hearings. You know, he was instrumental in shutting those guys up.
Exactly, and he's a key criminal. And, of course, like you said, he squeezes in a little bit of truth every now and then to get by, but he's so crucial to the JFK cover-up, which is not unrelated to the Clintonian cover-up, and, like I said, letting him off. You know, he was a traitor, and we almost had him. But there's that one Republican senator who prevented it all from happening, and, of course, it was Arlen Miracle Bullet Specter. So I couldn't help but try to squeeze in a word or two about him when I heard
Well, hey, man,
him.
I thank you for the call because, you know, they still are working on that JFK film. And, you know, now that you bring up JFK, there was some news last week that documents had been revealed that, of course, this mob boss is the one that has killed JFK. They try to spin it. But, of course, the mob boss couldn't have called off the Secret Service. Probably had a compartmentalized role in it. That's what the documents show. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, that's enough out of you, David Bowie. We don't need any of that. No, thank you. Sha-la-la-la. All right, I want to let everybody know we're going to be going live on PrisonPlanet.tv in less than a half an hour. We're going to continue to take your calls. 2 o'clock, we're going to have Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio, someone who is making a difference. Remember, you know, when I give you advice on how to organize or how to get something going, this stuff takes hard work. I've been at this now since 2002, you know, and I'm nothing special, but I've worked hard to put out a few films. I've worked hard on some other films. I've worked hard on my crappy radio voice. You know, I've, you know, worked hard in studying the information so I can give people decent advice. And we're going to go to your calls in a second, but I want to bring this other clip up. This is something CNN was playing last week. You know, again, I absolutely think that the mob had a role in the assassination, you know, compartmentalization. You know, that's how Jack Ruby was involved. But to say that this is the guy that killed Kennedy, give me a break. If this is the guy that killed Kennedy and he was anything less than a CIA asset the entire time, it would have been brought to light. He was involved, but really, come on, he is not the upper echelon. He can't get newspapers to print that Kennedy has been assassinated by Oswald before it happens. That's not in this man's power. All right, let's play the clip.
And after all these years, an author says he found a declassified document that shows Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone when he assassinated John F. Kennedy in 1963.
you have to conclude that there was a fourth shot and a second rifle.
Directors like Oliver Stone have produced movies about it.
I never met anybody named Oswald.
Authors have written hundreds of books on it. Now, another new book, claiming government documents say a mafia crime boss confessed, yes, confessed, to ordering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
These are not just casual remarks made by an aging godfather when he was in prison.
Lamar Waldron is co-author of Legacy of Secrecy. Waldron says Carlos Marcello ordered the assassination in retaliation for Kennedy cracking down on organized crime. And Waldron says a National Archive record proves his claim. Buried within millions of pages of files declassified by the FBI 10 years ago, he says are details of Marcello's alleged confession to an undercover informant in 1985.
It was one time when he just went off on a tirade against the Kennedys that he let slip to the FBI informant that I had the SOB killed. I'm glad I did it. You know, I'm sorry I couldn't have done it myself.
The official report on Kennedy's assassination, released in 1964 by the Warren Commission, found Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Three other government investigations have since concluded the same. Vincent Bugliosi has studied the Kennedy assassination. His book, Reclaiming History, also backs the commission's findings. As for Waldron's findings,
if I could categorize it in a couple words, sublime silliness. There's no merit to this.
Carlos Marcello was investigated in the 1970s by the House Select Committee on Assassinations, which found he did have, quote, the motive, means, and opportunity to have President John F. Kennedy assassinated, but concluded they could not establish direct evidence of his involvement.
Hundreds upon hundreds of people had motive, means, and opportunity. The seminal question is, did he do it? And that's where you have to come up with evidence.
But Waldron says the now declassified documents speak for themselves.
Well, as for Carlos Marcello, he died in 1993.
Let's pull it. Obviously, the guy's dead. He probably had a limited role in the assassination. But to say that this is the mastermind, no, this is a black government op. I encourage people to check out JFK 2, the Bush Connection, which is also available at prisonplanet.tv. And really see some of that in work. All right, let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's on your mind?
Hi, how is the that bearded guy who walked up to you and helped you out with your new studio and reminded me you to tell Alex something that I really feel. Did you get to hear that message?
I'm not quite sure if
this is in New York at the 9/11 We Are Change movie on.
I don't remember, man. I meet so many people. I'm sorry if I didn't get the message there, but I mean, Rob was with me. I probably told him. You know, he's the editor on the films. What are we going to talk about today?
Anyway, is your studio finished?
Where, at home or here?
At your home studio, yeah.
I still don't have a mixer yet, but I do have a board and I do have a big television, so we'll see what happens with that.
I spoke to Catherine Albrecht, and she said her operation takes about $5,000 worth of electronics. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, the board alone cost me over $2,200, and with a television set, that was another $1,100. So there's $3,000, and I don't even have a microphone and a mixer. So yeah, I'd say about $5,000.
So is your trip down there a twofer? Are you getting a little devil work too while you're at it?
I guess so, Leo. Is there something you want to talk about on, you know?
Well, yeah,
subject?
I think we really need to be hammering really hard on internet too, because that's the thing. They're going to try and kill us with this hate speech garbage. You know, truth is going to be called hate speech. And,
no, I agree. I think Internet 2 is a big problem. You know, I was actually discussing Internet 2 with Aaron and Rob and some of the guys in the office. And although I really think that Internet 2, obviously they're pushing for it. They really want to regulate the Internet. But all this open source technology, I can only see the hackers going underground with their own hubs. And with satellite technology, I really don't believe they're going to be able to shut down an open source internet altogether. They could criminalize it, which is something I think that is definitely in the cards. But
you can cut C cables and mess things up, and that's
well, then you can cut cables, but if you do it through through satellite technology or you do it through antenna technology, it's going to be a lot harder. And we're at the point now where, you know, hackers can do that. And number two, you know, Windows just put out a Windows 7 beta. It leaked on the internet like 2 weeks before they were going to put out the beta version. But the reason they do that is because the open source hackers go through, they find the bugs, they fix the bugs in their program, and they end up really writing a lot of the software. So Internet 2, for 95% of the population, yeah, there is not going to be an open source internet if they get it right. But there'll still be people who are tech savvy, able to put information up there. So hopefully we'll be able to tap into that. And hopefully we'll be able to warn people not to let them regulate the internet in the manner that they're doing so. I was listening to a talk show yesterday, and they were talking about Max Hardcore. And I know we don't usually talk about porn on this show, but, you know, he is an internet pornographer, and he just got charged with obscenity. And apparently he's going to do 4 years in prison. And I'm not defending his stuff, but when you're going to put somebody in prison for 4 years for, you know, stuff that really is legal. I mean, it's not child pornography. Everybody's 18. Everybody's of consent. And you're going to call it obscene. What's the next thing they're going to call obscene? You know what I mean? It's not just going to be porn.
Well, porno is going to be the excuse.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
But the thing is that I think the population at large, I call them the iPod people, I guess, they seemingly still haven't quite figured it out that they're going to get hammered with this. And somehow,
a lot of people have this hope. I mean, they've been, you know what it is? There's been a lot of programming, and I thank you for the call out there on television and in the radio. You know, change we can vote for, new hope in America, change we hope. I mean, thousands of times in people's brains. So, you know, obviously, they're punching into their iPhone. And they're like, yeah, it's change we could vote for. We voted for it. Now there's hope for America. We're going to be number one again. And they're not in touch with any of the real crisis. You know, a lot of these, you know, younger kids never had a job. They've been living off their parents. You know, their parents have, unknowing to the kids, just taken into a huge amount of debt to buy their homes and their cars. And they've lived this, you know, haughty-taughty lifestyle where they've never, you know, wanted or needed anything. And that's about to change, and they have no idea. It's going to be such a shock to the reality. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, dude? How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I want to give a couple examples for the listeners on, you know, how to affect change in your community. But first, I just want to, you know, kind of tell everybody to kind of suck it up. Look at that kid, Wynick, or whatever his name is, who has been, you know, changing his whole high school. You know, he's a youngster. If he can do it, I think a lot of other people can do it.
That's right.
I had a couple examples. I work downtown. I work at the Trade Center. So I come in via the commuter rail. And, you know, lately they've been having police officers and it looks like a football outfit, you know, battle armor, machine guns, shotguns. And so, you know, I've just kind of sucked it up, started walking up to these guys and started, you know, talking about the facts. And believe it or not, a lot of these people will listen to you. As long as you speak, you know, intelligently, you can't be saying dude and swearing and whatnot. But, you know, you walk up and you say, look, you know, you guys are wearing black uniforms, you're carrying machine guns, you know, what do you think? And most of them will be like, well, you know, a lot of people want to be safe. And so what I do is I try to create kind of like a psychological connection with the person I'm speaking to. Here, a good example is this. You want to get these guys concerned. So you walk up to the guy and you say, oh, you know, my family is kind of worried about this. And then they'll go, okay, well, what's the problem? And then you say, it also has to do with your jurisdiction. Now you create this sort of like psychological connection, like, whoa, you know, what's this dude talking about? You know, nobody's, you know, going to be impeding on my jurisdiction. So you create that kind of like, you know, regimentation thing. And that's when you lay it on him. You go, look, dude, the president on October 1st brought back, you know, the 3rd Infantry Brigade, and now they want to put them under NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM's not even, you know, an American military institution. It's a globalist, you know, North American Union type thing. And then they're like, well, you know, most cops will say, well, you know, the governor has to declare martial law. And that's when you lay this down on him. You go, no, dude, Presidential Directive 51, along with the Defense Authorization Act, says that the president can declare martial law independent of the other two branches of government. You know what I mean? On the cover sheet of PDD 51, there are three examples given: environmental, you know, terrorism, and then the last one, economic collapse. Now, I'm telling you, I've done this a bunch of times. Each time I say that, you will see a jackbooted thug turn into a puddle of nothingness. These people hear that, and they're like, oh, my freaking God, I can't believe my ears.
Well, you got to realize that most of these guys are still human beings. They're still just collecting a paycheck, and you know, there's
right.
not everybody is a juiced up maniac that's ready to shoot somebody in the subway after he's pinned on the ground begging for his life. Although that did happen last week, and again, they said, "Oh, the cameras malfunctioned. Don't worry, nothing happened." Well, people caught it with their cell phone cameras, and that's the one thing I love is like we do have a shot. I keep telling people carry cameras everywhere you go because you're never prepared for what's about to go down. You never know when something could be terribly amiss, especially in New York City. I mean, anything could happen at any moment.
Absolutely, Jason. Listen to this. Dude, I work at the Trade Center, right? And the mayor of Boston, Thomas Menino, was walking out because, you know, he was giving some sort of talk downstairs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, oh, there's Menino. What do I do? Snap out of it. I ran up to him and said, hey, Mumbles, why are there police officers wearing black uniforms carrying machine guns at Sol Station? When are you going to speak up about the New World Order? You know, this, that, and the other thing. And you should have seen the look on his face. You know, here's a guy who's, you know, basically a gangster running one of the biggest cities in the country. And, you know, I'm a 24-year-old dude, you know, busting this guy's, you know what, you know, and, like, his whole crowd, like, gathered around him like a bunch of sheep. And they looked, dude, these guys are pathetic. They're a bunch of
crusty old men. Yeah, as soon as they're confronted, as soon as they're confronted with somebody who can, quote, unquote, see, and you confront them with that information, They turn into a puddle of mud. They start stammering. I mean,
we got one who can see, like that movie,
where,
right?
They live, yeah. Well, yeah. Not only that, but I mean, if you look at when Radowski, you know, in Fabled Enemies, gets Biden on Pakistan, he is shocked that he's even being asked this question. Then he stumbles on it. It happens all the time. It's like when I confronted the guys from Popular Mechanics in my debate. If you watch James Meigs, he can't get a sentence out without stammering and stuttering. Yes, go ahead.
Real quick, Amy Goodman,
yes.
you met her. I'm sure.
Sure
you've talked to her. I used to like Democracy Now. What is with this woman?
All right. I thank you for the call. I'll get into Amy Goodman. And I won't even get into, like, Michael Moore. I've never met Michael Moore. But I'll give you my perspective on it. First of all, Amy Goodman. She was very quaint. She was nice. She didn't really talk to me that much, but her people did. And her people very much supported the 9/11 truth movement. A lot of people were fans of Loose Change. You know, they worked hard to set up this debate. Amy Goodman, I think, knows something's wrong, but she still wants to take the stance that will get her invited to events such as the ones that Michael Moore speaks at, such as the ones that Noam Chomsky speaks at, really leftist-type events. Now, I think to some extent she's hip to globalization. But she's probably one of these people that firmly believes in global warming and doesn't see the bigger picture. I think Michael Moore is, again, one of those guys. You know, he's trying to hold Obama's, you know, foot to the fire. You know, he didn't campaign much for Obama. But now he's trying to say, all right, you said you were going to do these things. Let's see you actually do them. But one of those things, you know, is about global climate change and all this nonsense. He still believes in false paradigms. And it's hard to shatter a lot of these false paradigms, especially when they've been ingrained in your brain for 15 or 20 years. So, you know, I think that she's a good, well-meaning person. I don't think she's who you want to go to for 9/11 truth or really a global perspective on things. She's good at exposing corruption. I hope that she exposes Democratic corruption as much as she does, as she did Republican. I mean, if she went after Pelosi a few times, we'll see where it goes. I mean, we'll only find out in the next month when Barack Obama's in office by his actions and by the media reporting on him. All right, let's go to Turbo in California. Turbo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason Burmes. Yeah. May I preface my call by first saying that a reflection upon Russell Means that appeared on Alex Jones' show there a couple of days ago, about 3 or 4 days ago.
Sure, the Lakota tribe, and they were talking about setting up their own bank
right.
And all that. Sure.
Now, if all the people within the voice of my listening, all the people listening, Russell Means wrote a book. It is called "Where White Men Fear to Tread," and that was never mentioned on the Alex Jones show. But it's one of the best books I ever read. I was actually in prison in California when I read it.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give just a brief synopsis of this book?
Well, it's his autobiography, and it'll make you laugh and cry tears because this man is a real American. But that's not the main reason why I called you.
Okay.
I just I thought Alex gave Russell Means a short shift there. You know, he like had him on for about 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You and, want an hour with Russell Means, like, is what you're telling
me. But actually, that's not why I called it, because I'm 100%, man. Dude, I back you 100%.
Okay.
I back you, and I back Alex Jones, and I back Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, man. I back the Infowars, but the main reason why I called is to tell you this, man. It's like not everything is lost here in America,
mm-hmm.
because we are living in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Can you concur mm-hmm. that with me?
No, I don't think everything is lost. I think that we still have better qualities than 90% of the nations out there, and I think that change can occur, but it's going to take, from the bottom up. It's going to take us waking up to the fact that Democrats and Republicans don't have our best interests at heart. I thank you for the call, Turbo. We're going to take more calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, PrisonPlanet.tv, 10 minutes away.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And we're going to keep on keeping on with your calls in just a moment. But before that, I want to thank another one of our great sponsors out there, eFoods Direct. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economy, it is imperative that you make sure that your families are prepared with non-GMO food, good, clean, and storable. And again, I don't know what this crisis is going to be, if there's going to be a crisis. I know a lot of people are calling for it. Madeleine Albright, we should play that clip too. We'll play that when we go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll play some of these other clips. We're going to play the glowing pigs clips because, you know, we're manufacturing glowing pigs now for some reason. But it doesn't hurt to have food. In fact, it can only help. We encourage you to go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com right now, or call the toll-free 1-800 number. That is 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Man, I you know what? I hope it doesn't come down to that, but it doesn't hurt to have food. You know what? And if you have food and nothing happens, you know, it's good to have. You have a bowl of soup. Make some pasta. That's what it's there for. It's an insurance policy. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Kurt in Pennsylvania. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How are you doing?
Very good. I'm calling to share two concepts with yourself and your listeners. One is we need to become alternative force commanders, which instead of waiting for a hierarchy to arrive to help us get things done, we all take the responsibility and make a New Year's resolution to paint some signs. You know, it could be 9/11 truth. It could be about many different issues, and go down to their courthouse square or wherever, which is a specific free speech zone, and stand there and talk to people, learn to defend your ideas and get some street activism, you know, flex your citizenship muscle. And I also wanted to share our website. I'm with the Common Sense Revival, mm-hmm. which is trying to get a renaissance of citizenship. Our website is http://commonsenserevival.tripod.com. What we're using is two ideas, critical thinking, which, you know, we're being stampeded with propaganda. We need to be able to weed through that, and our school systems are like brainwash factories. So critical thinking is the first part, which usually makes you depressed. So then you go to positive psychology, which helps you, you know, keep going as an activist, because intellectually absorbing so much sadness and disturbing information.
When you do take in this information, and I thank you for the call, you can get a little bit down. I remember when I first discovered, you know, that there was something terribly wrong with 9/11. I lost a lot of sleep, woke up in cold sweats at night, and it was disturbing. But at the same time, we're adults. We're not children. We don't need to be protected from the truth. In fact, we need to confront the truth, no matter how disturbing, so that we can change it into a more positive way of living. If you don't confront the truth, if you call up in a ball, you just basically allow it to get worse and worse and worse. And we've seen it get out of control in so many other countries and cultures to a point that it's really never gotten out of control within this one. But that could be coming. And that is a scary, scary, scary thing. And I hope it doesn't come. We're going to go to Christina and David Moore. We're going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv on the other side, so we encourage you to tune in now. Infowars.com, TruthNews.us. I'm Jason Burma, subbing for Alex Jones. We'll be back after the break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.